Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Hello, and thank you for joining me today on another episode of Success Made Simple. I believe as we go through these next few weeks, we're working through the book Another Shot. Many of you have joined us on our 40-day bounce back program. And if you haven't, I encourage you, please go to the website, davemartin.org, and check out our 40-day bounce back program. I believe it really will be a life-changing 40 days for you, along with some of the most incredible coaches. Well, I'll be coaching you, but then Danelle Delgado, Tim Story, Mark Miro, and Simon T. Bailey. I promise you it'll be 40 days that, well, you'll never forget, because as we share these 8 principles for bouncing back, I promise you they are going to help you to reach your fullest potential. Today we're going to be talking about preparation and how important it is to be prepared for the things that you desire to accomplish, the dreams you desire to achieve. You've heard that old saying, look before you leap. Well, there's another old saying that I believe is equally true, and that's that saying, learn before you leap. You know, if you were standing on a diving board preparing to jump into a pool, wouldn't you at least look down to make sure there was some water in the pool before you jumped in, before you make that dive? It's amazing how many people attempt great feats in life without investigating the risk and the rewards that are associated with those ventures. And that's why I believe so many people fail. Now, if you failed, you know by now that it's the hidden things that really ruin great ambitions. It's those unplanned, unexpected, unanticipated things that cause us to fail and to give up on our dreams. So before you take another shot, don't forget, I hope you got this book, at the things that matter most to you in life, you need to learn what you don't know before you attempt to do something that you've never done before. Now, we understand that action is important. Nobody respects people who just talk about their dreams yet do nothing to move them forward. But thoughtless and action can often be worse than no action at all. I mean, if you want to move a mountain, you need to study the mountain first, right? If you want to fly to the moon, you need to plot a course and then fill the gas tank before you light up the rocket. Action is the vehicle that will carry you to your goals. But preparation, that's what we're talking about today. Preparation is the discipline of learning to work with and work those controls. Now, have you ever seen those old images of coaches slumped down in their chair, watching movies, reels of the upcoming opponents that they're about to play? Have you ever seen photographs of coaches making all those X's and O's on the whiteboard in the locker rooms? The fact is that few teams ever win a championship without great coaching. That's what these podcasts really are. Success Made Simple is just to help coach you to greatness. The great coaches give an inordinate amount of time to preparation. Like this moment right now was prepared. We didn't just make it up off the cuff. During the off season, they're preparing. Coaches are preparing for the next season. Between games, they're preparing for the next game. Even during timeouts and at halftime, they're preparing for the next phase of the game. But great players, they prepare too. Basketball players practice their shooting. They review the offense. They work hard to condition their bodies. They even go so far as to study their opponents and what makes them successful and what makes them vulnerable. In high school, a good athlete can run on the field kind of unprepared and still be pretty competitive at the sport of his choice. In Little League, a team can even skip some practices. I remember Solomon playing. It didn't take much practice. They just kind of got out there and whatever happened. They could still compete for the championship without even practicing. But in the big leagues, See, if you're going to make it and accomplish the big things in life, achieve the big things, the tiniest thing can make all the difference in the hunt for a trophy. That and preparation isn't just a tiny thing. It perhaps is the biggest thing that there is. Nothing gives an athlete more confidence than going into a competitive environment and feeling that they're prepared. I know when I go up to speak, I can tell a difference when I feel prepared, when I'm ready, and when I've just kind of got it together and haven't had enough chance to really study it and prepare the way I wanted to. Whether it's an athlete, not only are they prepared physically, you got to be prepared mentally for the challenge that lies ahead. And you too must be prepared. If you intend to turn the ship of your life around, take another shot, bounce back, learn what you need to learn, and gather around you the people and the resources you need to succeed before you take the next shot at your goals. Not long ago, I was watching a golf tournament on television, and I noticed something I'd never noticed before. I used to play golf years ago. My son and I are kind of practicing now. By next summer, we're going to play. So we're relearning the game and we're watching the tournaments. But at this tournament, the leader had just hit a beautiful 330-yard drive right down the middle of the fairway. And he was preparing to hit his approach shot to the green. And as he stood there discussing the shot with his caddy, both men pulled out notepads out of and started comparing notes. And they started pointing at various targets on the green and analyzing the treetops in order to discern the wind speed and the direction. And all of a sudden it occurred to me that this player and his caddy must have spent an enormous amount of time studying this course before they even started the tournament. Now, apparently they were aware of every little rise on the green. They were aware of the best landing spot for the ball. They were aware of the unseen hazards that were waiting a misplaced shot. So I realized that no professional golfer ever wins a major tournament without a vast amount of knowledge regarding the course that he's playing. If you're in business, you have got to have the right knowledge of the business that you're in, opponents or your competition. This is the way it is in every competitive sport. And like I said, in business as well, and in life, the people who achieve great things and who triumph over the forces that oppose them are the people who have prepared themselves by learning what they need to know. It's what you know that gives you an edge in that competitive world. It's what you know. And before we can succeed at anything, we must learn how to do it properly. And in the world of sports or business or marriage or life, we got to understand this principle. Sports teams have coaches. Individual performers have coaches. There's relationship coaches. They hire coaches to help work on the weak areas of their game. So even the world's greatest athletes are under the watchful eye and the knowledgeable guidance of a good coach. And that's one of the reasons that they win. Learning is only the first half of the equation for success. The other half of the equation is the rehearsal. They only learn new behaviors by practicing them. And the proper way to grip a tennis racket is not the way that comes naturally to most people. If you want to be great, you have to resist the temptation to do just what feels natural. You have to learn to do things the right way. Preparation. The only way to learn how to do things right is by submitting to the tutelage of someone who knows what you don't know. To be a great leader, I've got to have a leadership coach in my life. I just got to spend a couple days with my coach, my mentor, John Maxwell, learning leadership, sitting under his tutelage. What don't I know? Because what you don't know really is important. Once you've learned the proper form. You need to practice the newfound skill day after day after day until the skill becomes just second nature and the execution of that skill becomes kind of like a habit. So success awaits those who learn and rehearse what they need to know. Now, if you failed at something in the past, which we all have, you probably found yourself maybe a little hesitant to try the same thing again. See, the fear of failure or the fear of criticism are two of the things that hold us back so much. What if we mess up the same thing again? What if we miss the same shot again? But here's the thing you need to know. Success is achieved in small bites, not in one big gulp. The greatness is achieved incrementally, not all at one time. No athlete's career is made or destroyed on the basis of just one shot. It's like no speaker's life is, their career is not based on one good speech or one bad speech, or no preacher, one bad sermon and you're out. That'd be pretty bad. So understand that no player's career becomes worthy of the Hall of Fame based on one shot, and no player's career is ended, thank God, based on one missed shot. Success is a cumulative process. You have to start today and do a lot of things right every single day before you can finally create a track record of achievement that causes people to see you as successful. And failure is the same way. Some failures can be catastrophic for sure, but no failure is fatal until that failure becomes one in a series of failures that define your daily lifestyle and your character. So regardless of what your past history may be, you can start today writing a new history for your life. You can turn the page and begin a new chapter. It may take you some time to write the new history for your life because it took you some time to write the old history. But eventually, the version of your life that you start writing today will be the version that people remember. So prepare to do all the little things right today, tomorrow, every day, and prepare to start making the right kinds of decisions until you finally create a new storyline and a new track record for your life that results in a positive repetition or reputation for achievement. One day at a time, preparing, being ready, and pretty soon, well, you're known as a success. It's not a one-time thing. Every day, I'm working, I'm preparing. And the past mistakes, past failures, well, I'm rewriting a new chapter today. You may just say, you know what, I just need to write a whole new book. Whatever you need to do, start preparing today. The bounce back, and make sure you check out that 40 days, I promise you. Go to my website, you'll see it right there, and join me for 40 days. Let's dig into this. 40 days, videos every day, hour coaching sessions with some great comeback coaches, and it'll be, and you get the book. If you don't have the book, Another Shot yet, you'll get a copy of that as well. But thank you again for joining me today on Success Made Simple. Make sure to take a moment, like this podcast, share it, send it to someone else that you know it would be a help to and an encouragement to as well. I want to thank Bang Energy Drinks for being our sponsor and being a part of what we're doing to help get this message out to so many other people as well. And you'll see a link to their information in our in the email that you received with this. So, hey, have a great day. Go prepare, and I'll see you next week right here on Success Made Simple.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media at Dr. Dave Martin.